Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, what's this guy's rap name? I'd say Chicklets, but there are so many possibilities like Justin Bieber, 50 Carats, Chewdad Beat, Little Big Teeth, and Hee Haw. Some people say Dark Bunny, Chief Teef, and Bugs Bunny would also work. Clearly he knows what he's doing posting this picture for engagement. These days, if you can't get any positive attention for your accomplishments, then you try and get negative attention by trying to look like a freak. Moving on, what the hell is going on in the West? I don't remember things being this dirty before the days of enrichment. The last film I remember seeing in the theater was The Joker, and this is what the theater up in the West End of Toronto looked like. In front of my reserved seat, there was actually a big yellow sign telling staff to clean it, which they didn't do. I have to contact the staff and manager two or three times. This is what happens when you import low IQ, uncivilized peoples. Number three, there was nothing that felt more expensive than a great car stereo back in 1987. Yes, and that's why people used to steal them and you had to take the faceplate off when you left your vehicle, and you took it with you. Things were also like this in the 90s in my high school parking lot, and you were a king if you had amazing subwoofers back in your trunk. Those are the days when you could get a $400 car with a $1,000 stereo and $2,000 rims. Up next, it's a sad state of affairs when this device isn't even needed. A South African woman invented an anti-grape device that latches onto the attacker, and it can only be removed by a surgeon with regards to a schwing schwing. Maybe girls need to start wearing it so we can catch them in the act. You can't use the wood chipper on them, but you can use this wood chipper on their pocket rockets. But seriously, Europeans all need to leave Africa and then stop the enrichment in Europe so we don't need insane devices like this. Number five, this teacher tells this guy that his son is not paying attention in class. Gee, I wonder why. Because his teacher's gonna grape him in a few months or possibly one of the other students, or it's going to be revealed that she's got an Only Fools page at some point and get fired. Also, why is it that I'm suddenly thinking of a flotation device found on a motorboat? What the hell is wrong with me? Also, maybe his son is focused on something else besides his homework. Moving on, people say they're tired of this sort of creepy predator behavior from famous men with money and status. Here you have Noel Gallagher, age 58, with his 28-year-old girlfriend. By people, it's mostly old women that are trying to shame older men away from younger women because they hate the competition. I'm so sick and tired of women's predictable behaviors. It's like you ladies out there just have the same hive mind NPC downloading the same software into your brains. Number seven, why is it that leftists tend to get tricked into buying products that sponsor gay pride? It's because they wrongly believe that those corporations share their same value system when they're just doing it for profits. 25 years ago, I'd go out with my girlfriend and some of her gay friends to pride events, and was shocked that everything was sponsored by the big Canadian banks and alcohol companies. I'm glad that Pride Month isn't really a thing for most corporations anymore. Up next, I might be old, but at least I got to see it before it got bad. I remember Canada being so good that the only cities I actually wanted to live in more in my 20s were New York, San Francisco, and Paris. I visited 30 to 40 cities back then. Now there are dozens, if not hundreds, of cities I would rather live in than Toronto in the United States alone. But that's what happens when the son of Castro destroys your country with enrichment and most people got Trump derangement syndrome. Number 9, this girl's parents should be proud of her because she survived college without becoming a liberal. But I'm calling virtue signaling BS here. And I wonder how high her notch count is. Yes, she's a conservative. A conservative feminist. But I will admit, not getting purple hair and bad attitude out of college is an accomplishment in its own right. And maybe I shouldn't be so negative. I guess I'm just a realist. Regardless, she probably just went to school to learn nothing so she could own the liberals. Moving on, why does this happen? That you're the one driving for 6 hours, but that your wife is the one who's exhausted. It's usually because they're the one that's not driving, so they get bored and doze off. Although I took turns driving to Florida with my father this year, and neither of us actually fell asleep after more than 10 hours of driving. At least she's being quiet and not acting like a child asking, "Are we there yet?" All the Simpson women are saying the reason she's tired is because she packed the food and planned the trip. I bet the guy did that too. I certainly did all that back in the days of dating. Number 11, people are saying this is what relationships are like these days. Do people even have relationships anymore? It's just a never-ending stream of hookups from women. Attention is their drug, and there's a massive supply of it. But I'll bet you one thing, that's not gas that they're pumping into her, but baby batter instead. A whole bunch of guys are missing here, like her boss, stepdad, pupil, if she's a teacher, and even her stepbro. Up next, Michigan is approaching a new low because here we have a woman crowned Miss Wayne County at the Memorial Day Parade wearing a hijab. Doesn't that round face just scream out beauty queen to you? Maybe Christopher Nolan should have cast her as Helen of Troy instead. Because just look at that face. She could be the next Mia Khalifa. Actually, to me, she looks more like Wiz Khalifa. Trump needs to build a wall around Dearborn, Michigan, it seems. Number 13, this woman is clearly upset and looking for our sympathy by telling us she told the cute guy at work that she has a son and watched the light leave his eyes. Women like her want to know how they can change this predicament. It's situations like this that are probably one of the main driving forces behind women fighting to get the right to abortions. I'll bet you $1,000 that kid isn't white. If it was, he'd be somewhat interested. Moving on, would you just look at what's become of Chicago with all the shootings? It must be all those racist cops. Clearly not. But Black Lives Matter wants you to think so. According to Grok, 75-80% of the perpetrators are black, yet the leftoids will say it's because we need more gun control. They know full well that those are illegal weapons. They're just using the bloodshed as an excuse to take legal firearms away from law-abiding citizens, so they can eventually implement communism and no one will be able to fight back. Number 15, this article points out the obvious that we've known in the manosphere for the longest time, but it still gets it wrong. It says that women are either gay or bi, but never straight. Actually, for the most part, they're excited by the male and female form. I've known dozens of lesbians and suddenly found their straightness as they got older and needed a man as a backup plan. I don't know about you, but dealing with women makes me wish I was gay. Up next, here's a truth bomb, ladies. If your man can't afford your bills, you need to find a job and not another man. But of course she won't do that because she's not living in reality, and expects 7-foot-tall billionaires to pay for her gold-plated nails and her hair salon visits. The only reason so many women out there are shaming broke men is because they themselves are broke and don't want a man to point it out first. She's just saying this to cater to the manosphere and get some attention from it. Number 17, here's a map of every IP address downloading child porn in the last 30 days. That's gross. I've never seen content like that before anywhere, even in the Wild West days of the internet. Where are all those perverts going? Are they using the dark web or something? But seriously, this map is fake and it's just a map of all the radio stations in America. Someone needs to make a map showing teachers sleeping with their students. In NYC alone, from 2019 to 2024, there were 121 cases. Imagine how many thousands never got caught. Moving on, here's a picture of Muslims burning televisions because they're haram, while filming it and posting it online on their smartphones. Besides, who watches TV anymore? When the Taliban won the war in Afghanistan as a reward, many of the former fighters received a smartphone. Slowly but surely, the woke Western mind virus will reach the entire world. From everything I've seen, it looks like Muslims would like to stay in the 7th century forever. Number 19, why is this the average looks match couple these days? Even the Filipinas expect a 10 out of 10 man. The fertility rate there dropped from 2.7 to 1.7 in only 10 years. Both men and women are going their own way from marriage and relationships at record numbers. But seriously, this is happening everywhere because we're in the golden age of hoflation, thanks to online dating. There is some hope, though, as speed dating is growing in popularity while online dating is in decline. Will that be enough to fix hoflation? I don't think so. Up next, here's a perfect example of how crazy hoflation is getting out there, with this woman saying that her future husband needs to make at least $1 million a year. Good luck with that. That's 0.1% of men, and most of those guys are married. So why would they pick you? What would you tell her? I tell her that my future wife needs to have hair that doesn't require a weed whacker to cut. On top of that, it needs to be real hair and not a wig like this one. Number 21, here's the difference between Europeans arriving in Africa 400 years ago versus the Africans arriving in Europe today. Why don't they have a proper boat? Because after all, they invented everything. We was mariners and shit. Looks like white men stole their boats and the plan to build them too. Africans are slowly winning in Europe though, as they flood into the continents. Even if 50% of them don't make the Mediterranean crossing, they're still winning. Moving on, here's the one reason why mass migration has flooded Germany. Because Angela Merkel let them in because she didn't want the far right to win. And it looks like in the end, her strategy didn't work, because the far right is now trending up in Europe. In the end, if this insanity continues, people are going to fight back, and another Austrian painter might show up, eventually promising to restore order to Germany and the West. Number 23, what the hell's happening to liberal men? I was a liberal back in the 90s and 2000s, until the woke agenda started showing up, and the woke mind virus too. It's not called being progressive and free. It's called mental and physically degenerate. And if you think this is an over-exaggeration, then just look at this picture of actual modern-day liberals, and it's a real picture with Reddit moderators. When will this insanity stop? I'm thinking it's going to get worse first. Up next, here's an example of what's coming with the majority of Canada's parliament voting against the conservative motion calling for the protection of private property. Sounds like they're preparing for communism in Canada, where you'll own nothing because they'll take everything away from you. Or more than likely, they'll try and take everything. There are still people out there who will fight back or leave. Canada also doesn't have a constitutional clause protecting property rights. Number 25 and the last one, here's what the average looks match couple looks like these days. Is their relationship okay? Yes, for her it is, and he's a skinny simp, so odds are he's okay with it too. On the plus side, no pun intended, at least she's got a pretty face and big chesticles, so that's probably going to keep him happy for a while. But with hoflation so bad today, a woman like that wouldn't accept a man like that. I suspect that this is just AI. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.